the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Branch, and we are on location at Moondoggies, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the entire season. This segment of the Sean Pender Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and, of course, by Moondoggies. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender.
We got a good crowd tonight.
Very good crowd.
Yes.
Coach Pender, first of all, congratulations on a big win last Friday night against Osborne. It was your 100th career win as a head coach. Let's hear it again for Coach Pender. Coach, before we talk about the Osborne game, let's talk about that milestone, 100 career wins. Walk us through your coaching career, where you started, and the path that brought you to Brunswick High.
Well, we started, at Brantley County, which is right down the road from us. And I started there actually as a coordinator. I was there for 1 year, and then I left and went to Ware County for 3 years as their offensive coordinator when Dan Regan was hired. And we changed into that. It was the Air Wear Show at that time. And then I got the call from Dr. Hunter, who was the superintendent at Brantley County, and he, talked me into coming back over there as their head coach. And I was 27 years old at the time, and I figured, well, they were 0-20. The coach that was there was at the bottom. There was no way to go any worse than where they were at the time, so I figured there was no way to fail at this job. So I went ahead and I took the job, and that's where I started. It was in 2002, and we started at Brantley County. I was there for 8 years, and then decided to leave and go to Cordial for 1 year. And then I got the opportunity to come back to Pierce County, and I was at Pierce County for 6 years. And that's where the majority of those wins came, is my stint there at Pierce County. And that success is what was able to land me the job at Brunswick.
Very good. Thank you, Coach. Again, Coach, congratulations on 100 wins and certainly a lot more to come. In your first year at the helm of the Pirate ship, you win a co-championship in the region. That's certainly a big notch on the Pirate sword. Give us your thoughts on being co-champions of the region.
Don't like it. I want to be outright region champs. But we had a slip. We had one slip up, and it cost us. But, our boys fought back after that. During that time period, it was a really test of the character of our program. Our kids, after that loss to Glenn, they didn't give up. They didn't lay down and let the rest of the season get lost. We actually started playing a lot better, scoring 44, 49, 56, and 60-something, 62 last week. So after that loss, it really spark-plugged our performance. And, defensively, we starting to get a lot better. And I just feel that we're, hitting it on all cylinders right now going into the playoffs. And that's what you want to do.
Coach, let's talk about the Osborne game. Obviously, they were overmatched. Kip and I counted 26 players that dressed out, and of course, we had 32 or so seniors on our roster. And is that a tough game to prepare for, knowing what should happen?
Somewhat it is, but in week 10, it was a good game for us to make sure we go ahead and get a W, and also be able to rest up some of our players. Our starters only played a half. Also, with it being senior night, we're allowed, when you have 30 seniors on your team or 31 seniors, it's important to try to get every one of them in the play. So playing a non-region team, a little bit lighter team, it's easier to get everybody in and everybody to play. And then we got to see some of our younger talent. We got a lot of our younger players to come in, and our younger players played the whole second half. Some of them got in the first half, and we were able to rest up and get ready for this playoff, which this year, it's important. because Northside won Rob the 12th. They were off week 10. They didn't even play anybody, so they had 2 weeks to prepare for their first round game. So it was good for us to have a team like that.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you touched on it being senior night. Did that factor into the preparations that you and your coaching staff made for the Osborne game?
Without a doubt, it did this year. If we were playing a region game at the time, it wouldn't have factored as much. But this year, playing a team that we knew we were a lot better than, we were able to start a lot of the seniors that normally wouldn't get the start. So it did take a little factor in it. You know, in it. We let a lot of the players that normally don't get to play.
Again, talking about the Osborne game, 62-0 at halftime. And I think you played everybody who wasn't injured. And I know you and I had talked a little bit the Saturday before about hoping if the game turned out or went the way you thought, you were going to get everybody in. So obviously that was the game plan, assuming that everything went accordingly.
It was a lot harder to get everybody in than you thought, because the second half literally only lasted 30 minutes. You know, the clock ran the entire time. Even after a score to the extra point, they ran the clock. So it was hard getting everybody the reps. So a lot of those younger guys didn't get the reps that we wanted them to get. It's just simply because the clock ran so fast in the second half.
Let's talk about individual performances. I guess a good place to start would be with Jamarius Stevens. I know, it was against Osborne, but Jamarius certainly had a tremendous game. 5 more touchdown passes in that game. And before we came on, you and I were talking about his individual stats for the year.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're going against air. Throwing 5 touchdown passes in one half is a pretty good thing. Jamarius was able to do that not once this year, but twice. He threw 5 touchdowns and a half, also versus Cook County, the second game of the season. So that kid has had a tremendous year. He sprained his ankle in the Glenn game, a high ankle sprain, which would keep a lot of normal players out for several weeks. But he did the treatment, did everything he was supposed to. He's got his ankle where he needed to be, where he can play, and he's done a tremendous job on that ankle. And really, I think it's made him a better quarterback. Instead of just relying on his athletic ability, he was relying on his read progressions, stuff like that. And now that he's healthy, because he's running around like he's normal now, he's also a better quarterback because of the injury. So I'm really expecting him to finish out his career with doing great things.
And Coach, let's talk about other individual performances. Alonzo Brown set the single season receiving yards. I think the figure was 880 yards, something total for the season.
Yeah, 888, something like that. And he did that in 9 games. We've only had 9 games in the regular season. The record that he broke was set in 13 games. So that's something else to note right there.
Okay. More to come on the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com, and let's go Pirates!
Ready, and beat!
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick County Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Branch, and we are on location at Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Moondoggies, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Barber's Body Shop, and Coastal Pines Technical College. Coach Pender, again, let's talk a little bit more about Jamarius Stevens. I know he's had at least 5 touchdown passes in 3 different games, and I think his total right now is over 2,400 yards passing for the season.
Yeah, and he's done a good job with his legs, too. He's doing it in the air. He's doing it on the ground. He's really making his offense work the way it's supposed to work. So I'm definitely pleased with his performance this year. He's really matured into a fine quarterback.
Yeah, 42. Coach, how about other individual performances from the Osborne game?
Well, we already talked about Brown. He got his he ended up becoming the all-time career record. He needed 125 yards. He got that again in the first half versus Osborne on like 3 or 4 receptions. So his performance is, I think he ended up with 2 touchdowns also in the first half there. So he was one of the top performers. And, of course, Jalen Jackson, he's electric every time he's on the football field, regardless. He returned a punt for a touchdown. He had an offensive touchdown, but his offensive touchdown was called back this time. But he does a tremendous job on both sides of the ball. And then you got DJ Winfield, the other wide receiver. Yeah. He's actually up there, too, with his numbers. And he had over 100-yard game in the first half on 3 or 4 receptions as well. So those receivers are doing a real good job. Shaquille Robinson, Ben McLeod running the football out of the backfield, they did a good job. But none of that could be done, and I say this every week, without the performance of that offensive line. That offensive line, I already got to take care of the offensive line parents. But that offensive line has been tremendous all year long. Whether we're throwing the football or running the ball, they do a phenomenal job.
And again, speaking of the offensive line, Kip and I were talking on the radio about how well they have performed throughout the season. And obviously some of them didn't get to play a lot Friday night, but that's okay. Give them a chance to rest up a little bit. If you will, run down the makeup of that offensive line as far as seniors or underclassmen.
Well, we only have, of a starting offensive lineman, only 2 of them are seniors. They're 2 big-time seniors, both Ty Henson and I want to say Ty is a 4-year starter at center, if I'm not mistaken.
So
replacing your center is always going to be a typical thing. So even though we only lose 2 offensive linemen, it's Ty Henson, who's a 4-year starter, and John Kano, that we've been talking about every week for the performances that he does. And hopefully both those guys will go on to play college ball. But the guys that we got coming back are solid. Warren, everyone knows about him. Him being one of the best offensive linemen in the nation. We'll have him coming back. But you got AJ. AJ might be the one that we move to center, for next year. But we'll kind of see how that plays out. Xavier Ramsey. We have 2 Xaviers, actually. Xavier Ramsey and Xavier Stevens. Xavier Stevens is playing on the JV right now, but he has a chance of getting in there at the varsity level next year. And then We had one guy that was on our defensive line, Brett Hall, in the beginning of the year, and he came over to the offensive side of the ball, and he's doing a tremendous job at guard. He'll be back next year as well. So we'll have a lot of our core unit will be back next year. And that's a good thing with the O-line, because we lose everybody but Jalen Turner, one of our running backs, is gone off the offense.
So there'll be some rebuilding, definitely.
That's right.
You're listening to the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, Coach, you touched on Jalen Jackson. He had another solid night Friday night. It's just limited playing action. I've heard his name mentioned as a possible candidate for Region Player of the Year, along with Jamarius. Just talk a little bit about Jalen Jackson and the leadership that he has provided on both sides of the ball.
Well, he's definitely a smart player, you know, and he's not one that leads with his mouth. He leads with his actions. He's for the most part, he's quiet on the field, but, you know, he does his job. He does his job extremely well. Whenever you need him to make a play, he makes a play. And, you know, just 2 weeks ago, I really saw in his eyes, you know, in the Richmond Hill game, he was extremely upset. We had to win by 22 points. And the Richmond Hill receiver completed a pass on him that set up a touchdown, and he was upset. He was taking it on himself, telling me, you know, that he was sorry, telling me that he was sorry it happened. And we had a minute and 8 seconds left to go in the game. I said, "Do you have it in you to play on the offensive side of the ball?" He said, "Yes, sir." And with 35 seconds left to go in the game, he makes a 55-yard catch and hauls it in for a touchdown, and then he ends up getting the 2-point conversion to get us back up by 22. So he did a really good job there, so proud of him. And our defense in general. I mean, our defense, we talked a whole bunch about our offense, but I like to talk about our defense too, because I'm really excited about their play. Now, we have 13 seniors that play a lot on the defensive side of the ball, so when people ask, how many starters you lose on defense? We lose 13 starters. Not only that.
And, Coach, let's talk a little bit about Sean Ward. I know, of course, injury, and he is, of course, done for the season, but he was certainly a big leader on the team throughout the season.
Oh, he is. And he was a great run stopper, and it was nice to see him on our sideline. We let him hold the sword. And then we got a sword, and we let him hold it coming out the sideline. That was a big deal. But our players have really stepped up. You know, with Sean's absence, Ja'Kerion Marcus has really stepped up and upped his role and did a tremendous job. But Sean's definitely now that he can't do it physically, he's definitely a spiritual leader for our team. And a lot of our boys are playing hard. When you talk to Ja'Kerion Marcus, he's talking about playing for Sean Ward and stuff like that. Same with Tevin. You know, he says a lot of that kind of stuff. So, our boys are bonding together. It seems like whenever we have a guy injured, especially on the defense side of the ball, that group is a tight group, and they just tend to just someone else steps in and someone else performs extremely well. So very, very pleased with that.
Coach, again, before we move on to the playoffs, just want to, if there were any underclassmen that you thought performed exceptionally well against Osborne, I know losing 30, 31 seniors, you're looking for some underclassmen to step up next year.
Well, we are. We talk a lot about KJ, as far as the quarterback, but, we expect him to, do good things in the future and compete for a starting job. But you also have Jalen Trimming, at running back, who does a good job there. There's several of them. Stacy Young on the defensive side of the ball. Someone else that will do a good job. So we'll see. There's a lot of these guys that really got to earn their name to be said on the radio. So when they get to that point, then I'll start talking about them on the radio.
Very good. Very good.
Until then, we wait a little bit. I might just tell you by their number.
Okay. We'll be right back to Brunswick High's Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747, or online at airadjusters.com. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Teddy Bishop sitting in for Kip Ranch on location at Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Air Adjusters, and Jessup Furniture. Coach, a few more shout-outs before we move on to the playoff scenario.
Yeah, we're talking about our kicking game, too, and how it's improved. I mean, every week they talk a little bit about it, but Dalton Thrift has done a tremendous job this year as our starting kicker. And then you got Avery Yoke, who's sitting there, will be our kicker next year. Avery, he got some varsity. Now, I'll mention in JV this year, I want to say he was perfect on field goals. Were you perfect on PATs as well? Or no, he wasn't on that. He's missed a couple of PATs, but he was perfect on field goals. I think it was 3-for-3. And then this year he came in and we let him get quite a few of the kicks. I don't remember how many he attempted, but he made just about all of them.
So shout out to Avery Yoke, next year's kicker, very good. Any other shout outs? Are we ready to talk playoffs?
Let's talk playoffs.
Okay.
Let these kids earn their shout outs.
This will be Brunswick High's first playoff appearance since 2014. And a team calling Northside Warner Robins will be rolling into Glenn County Stadium. And it will be a Saturday night game and a 7 o'clock kickoff.
That way all the Georgia fans is going to make it.
There you go. Even though Northside is a 3-seed and Brunswick High is a 2-seed, this is going to be a tough game.
Well, yeah, they're a 3. It's funny, they're a 3-seed in the region, but they're ranked number 5 in the state.
Right.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun game. They run the Veer offense. Our defense has been preparing for it, so I'm expecting our defense to perform really well. And their defense is strong. They run a what's called a 4-2-5 style defense, and if you're not used to seeing that style defense, it can give you a lot of problems. Not very many teams were successful against them this year. I think their two losses in the region, one came to Lee County, and they lost to them in overtime, and Lee County's ranked number 1 in the state. And then their other loss came to Coffee, and that was just 14-12 on a and Coffee only scored, I think, they got the ball like on the 8-yard line and were able to punch it in from the 8, and then they had one big play on them. Besides that, they only had 88 total yards of offense in the entire game. So this defense is stout. We definitely got our hands, full with that. But we're the number 1 scoring offense in the state in 6A, and we better be able to score some points on these guys.
Very good. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, how do we match up as far as our offensive line against their defensive line or our receivers against their pass coverage?
Their defensive line is the best we've seen all year as far as all four together. Their defensive ends are solid, but they're not world beaters. They're just good high school football players. Their 2D tackles, however, them boys will be playing on Saturday. Number 99 in particular, he's pretty special. So our guards and center are going to really have their hands full on the inside. Their linebackers are number 30, number 2. They're stout. They're pretty good as well. Their defensive backs, they're good. Everywhere across the board, they're in good shape. They really don't have that much any weak spots. However, they haven't seen a receiving core like ours. They haven't seen anybody who throws the ball like we do. So I do give an advantage in the passing game to us. We're going to have to be creative in the run game to get things moving because they are stout up front.
And, of course, pass protection from the offensive line.
I think we're going to be okay there.
Okay.
I think they're going to get after it pretty good, but I think we can definitely pass protect against them. They have trouble with a mobile quarterback, so with Jamarius being healthy, that's going to help us out a lot.
And speaking of Jamarius being healthy, how are we injury-wise across the board?
This is the healthiest we've been all season. Offensively, even going into the Liberty game, we weren't as healthy as we are right now, so we're extremely healthy there. The only person we have that's a starter that's out for this game is Rashawn Ward.
Right.
Now, Jalen King, who has played a lot throughout the year, he's still hurt. But besides that, we should have Sherrod Frazier back, which will be huge for our defense. He's been out quite a bit lately, but he'll be back now.
Coach, the game Saturday night against Northside Warner Robins, how would the playoff picture shape up after that once Brunswick High beats Northside Warner Robins?
Well, it don't get any easier. we start off with Northside Warner Robins and we take care of business on Saturday night. Then we'll probably have to roll up to Tucker next Saturday to play against Tucker, who lost in the state championship game last year to Valdosta.
And, Coach, let's just talk about kind of your focus or your thoughts on the season. Progression coming in as a first-year coach and getting used to your players and having them adjust to your system. Tell us a little bit about how the players bought into the system and how you got them to buy into the system.
I really need the players to answer that one for you. There's several of them here. They can probably come do that. But from the get-go, our mindset was that of trying to become champions. And it was very important that our players would buy in, especially the senior class, that they would buy into what we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish, and understand the mindset and what it takes to be a champion. And we're still learning. We're still on that progression. But our players definitely have bought into what we're doing, and they're an excited group of bunch of kids to actually coach. I'm enjoying coaching this group of young men very much.
Coach, give us final thoughts. Any words to the Brunswick High Pirate Nation on coming out Saturday night?
Oh, always for the support. This is the playoff atmosphere. It's something that obviously don't happen every year. We'd like it to be an annual thing, but Brunswick hasn't been in the playoffs since 2014. We don't plan on not ever being in the playoffs. I mean, not ever making the playoffs again. We want to make sure we make it every year. But if you haven't been out to a playoff game, you got to make sure you come and make sure you support these boys because it's going to be an electric atmosphere. It always is. This is win or go home. So it's give all you got, and we need that 12th man.
Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Moondoggies and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Sean Pender Show. Signing off, I'm Teddy Bishop, sitting in for Kip Branch. Thank you very much, and good night. Good night, Coach.
Good night.
100 wins for Coach Don Pender.
Good night.